Time now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about triumphs, big and small. Guitarist Dean Dillon is best known for writing hit songs for country artists like George Strait, Toby Keith, and Kenny Chesney. Today, Dean Dillon is in the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, but he grew up in the little town of Lake City in East Tennessee. That's where he got his first guitar.
A Tiger Stripe Stella, orange and black. Proceeded to sleep with it on a nightly basis. It became my best friend, and it became my voice. I'd entered this contest at the TVA and I Fair in Knoxville, and at that fair, it came down to me and a flaming baton twirler. And she dropped her baton, and I won the contest. Well, first prize on that contest was a guest appearance on a local TV show there in Knoxville on Friday nights called Jim Clayton's Star Time. He used that stage on Friday nights to sell his mobile homes, really. And what we would do is we would plan the mobile home lots on venues around East Tennessee. I cut my teeth on it.
Don't miss this great show, and don't miss shopping for your mobile homes at Clayton Mobile Homes on Clinton Highway.
I knew that Nashville was where it was happening. I knew that that was where you could go and do what you wanted to do musically. So right after high school, I went to my uncle's house and grabbed my guitar and a duffel bag full of clothes and hit the interstate and hitchhiked there in 1973.
Baby got a Mustang ready to go, 0 to 60 in 3.0.
18 years old, 130 pounds soaking wet, scared to death, you know. I didn't know a soul. I didn't know where Music Row was, but I found out soon enough. Well, my big break, I was sitting backstage in between shows at Opryland, and I would sit back there at a picnic table with my guitar and write songs. I don't know, maybe a month later, I'm sitting back there one day writing, and this guy walks up and he goes, "Are you Dean Dillon?" I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "My name's John Swears. Play me something." I'd have spent a lot more time out in pouring rain without an umbrella, covering my head. Well, I knew that name, and I knew who John Swears was. He wrote a lot of things for just a lot of different country acts, and I played him a couple songs, and he said, "You need to meet my publisher." Walked in his office, shook and howdy, and sat down in front of his desk, and he said, "Play me something." I played him two or three songs, and he opened his desk drawer and pulled out a 3-page contract and said, "I want to sign you to a publishing deal." That's how it all got started. All from just drumming backstage.
I didn't wake up this morning. I just came to. Had one black guy and one navy blue.
Guitarist Dean Dillon. We want to hear about your big break. Send us an email at mybigbreak@npr.org.
Those honky-tonks will be the death of me. I guess I gotta go back to work to get a little rest.